We are beginning the third parak, Rosh Hashanah, Mishnah Ruhu Beis Din, V'chol Yisrael, Nechkeru Ha'edim, Lo Yispiku Lomar Mekudosh, Hachech Hasheicha, Harei Zemubar. So the Beis Din V'chol Yisrael, they bring down Slav Dafka V'chol Yisrael every single Yid, but a large portion of Yidin, they saw the new moon. And this is on Leil Shloshim. After 29 days went by, that night after that, they saw the new moon, and they investigated the Edim. But what happened, they were not able to say Mekudosh in time, and then the 30th day went by, and now it's already 30th day at night after that, and they didn't have a chance to say Mekudosh, so that's too late. Harei Zeh Meubar, they can't make the, even though they saw that everything was good now, and it really was a new moon the last night, the night before, it's too late, and after only the next day, the 31st day, is Rosh Chodesh. Next case, Ruhu Beis Din Bilvad. If just the Beis Din saw the new moon, no other people, just the Beis Din. Yamdu Shnayim V'yayidu Bifnehem V'yomru Mekudosh Mekudosh. Then two people out of the Beis Din get up and turn around, face the other 21, and then they need another two to make it 23. And then they tell them they saw the new moon, etc. May eat in front of them, and the Beis Din says, Mekudosh, Mekudosh. And we're going to ask why you have to do this. However, Rau Shlosha, the Hain Beis Din, let's say you have a Beis Din of three, and they're the ones that saw the new moon, only those three. So now what? Yamdu Ashnaim, so two of them get up, and may eat in front of the one, but the one's not enough. You have to have at least a Beis Din of three. Therefore, v'yoshivu mechaverehem, eitzel hayachid, and therefore you take two others and you put it next to the one, so you have three, another Beis Din of three again, and v'yayidu bifneim, and they are made against the three, v'yomru, and then the Beis Din, the Sanhedrin in this case, they say mechudosh mechudosh, she'ein hayachid neman aydei atzmo. Because there's just one die, and it's not enough. You have to have at least three. Okay, let's see. Rashi, Rau Beis Din Mechol Yisrael Necheru Eidim Mefarish B'Gemara Inami Necheru Eidim. The Gemara is going to explain that it's really two different cases. It doesn't say Inami, but it's two cases. Either Rau Beis Mechol Yisrael is one case, and Necheru Eidim, and they didn't have a chance to say Mekudosh until the it was dark already next day, and it's Meubar. There's nobody to give testimony except for them. They're the only ones that saw it. Belava reishakai besamuch lechashecha elash ayashaus lekei. In this case, not talking about when it was right at the end of the day, didn't have time. No, we're talking about a regular stomach case. Yamdu shnayim v'yidu b'fneim. So two get up and be made in front of the others. V'afal pisha kulam rahu. Even though everybody saw. So Mara's going to ask on this, why do you have to go through this whole thing? I mean, everybody saw it, so what do you have to, they said, no, we have to hear it from that, what do you have to hear it from two people? They themselves, everybody saw it. Mara's going to ask. But you to be fneim, hashnaim, and then they're made in front of the two. She'ein hayachid neman, because one person is not enough to have one person be made, be one dayan. Lomar mekudosh b'fnei atzmo. Therefore, you have to have two others in front with them and have a Beis Din of three. The Sagav, the Meforshim are bothered that this Mishnah is really out of place, right? Because the Mishnah right after this, and until the end of the Masechet, really, was all talking about the Rosh Hashanah, Shofar, and everything. This is the last Mishnah dealing with what we've been talking about in the last pair of all the Eidos HaChodesh. It's almost out of place. It really belongs at the end of the, you know, or at least in the next of the pair before, right? Because from now on, starting from the next Mishnah, is Rosh Hashanah will start tomorrow, is all talking about Rosh Hashanah, Shofar, etc. So, interesting shot I saw is why they put it here. Because there's the Masechet starts off Arba Rosh Hashanim Pei, right? And there and Masechet Rosh Hashanah has Arba Prakim, so that for each Perek is for a different represents a different Rosh Hashanah. So the third Rosh Hashanah mentioned in the first Mishnah, which is connected, which would this be the third Perek is connected. That is Rosh Hashanah of Aleph Tishrei, which is when Akash Baruch Hu's done the world, etc. And therefore we wanted to hint to this. So therefore it starts off Ra'u based it. In other words, it's a hint to the Beis Din Shalmala, and the Kosh Baruch Hu and his Beis Din Shalmala investigates everybody's deeds on the first of Tishrei, and that's the third Rosh Hashanah for the third parak, and therefore they extended it and put this mission over here. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Lamali the Misnei Ruhu Basin V'chol Yisrael. So why do you have to tell me, basically we're asking, what do you need V'chol Yisrael? To say the Basin saw, didn't have a chance to say Makudish, and finish. What is this, what are we adding by saying and Chol Yisrael? The Gemara answers, Yitzri Echtalk Datechamin Hoyel V'ruhu Basin V'chol Yisrael Yifarsim La V'loli Yabrua. So I might say, since the everybody saw it, the Beis Din, Chol Yisrael, it was such a farce of milim, it was pursued, so it became well known, so then I might think, well, you don't have to even announce it. You don't have to say Makudish, Makudish, it's not necessary. I mean, it's obviously a new moon, and that's that. You just leave it, it's clear. So Kamash Mulan, know that you have to say Makudish, Makudish, it has to be done officially in that way, and therefore, even if everybody saw it, it's not enough. I became a Natana Le Ruhu Bezdin V'chol Yisrael Nechruedim Lamali. Ask the Gemara, if Lamaisa, again, everybody saw it, the Bezdin, V'chol Yisrael, so it's clear. So why do you have to Nechru Bezdin? Okay, let's, you know, investigate and ask. And what do you have to ask him anything. You saw it, right? Everybody saw it. There's nothing that you have to only Choker the Edim when you're not sure. Maybe they're totally lying, they're not, they didn't see correct, or whatever. But if you yourself, everybody saw it, so nothing to, no Nechikar Chakirat Edim. So the more answers, Hachikamar Inami Nechru Edim. That's what Rashi pointed out. It's really two separate cases. One case is everybody saw it, but they just didn't have a chance to say Makudish Makudish, and that's one case. And the second case is that Nechra Edim. Not everybody saw it. Only the Edim saw it, but we were busy asking them questions until it got too late. So that's a separate case.
The Rabbi says sometimes you can
They didn't have a chance to until Chashecha was ready too late. So why do I have to Bichlal bring the case of Chakir Shein Bichlal? It's a kosher case. Now, the basin saw it, everybody saw it, and good, it's great. So it's basically a new moon. Yeah, but we just got to say Makudish Makudish, that's all. And what happened? But they just didn't do it. Just weren't able to say those words. And now it's too late already, the day was over, finished. So that's the case. It's even in such a case, it's over, and there's nothing you can do about it. You have to wait till the next day to be Rosh Chodesh. So surely, if you just have a case of two people when where we don't even know if it's really true, and we have to be choker, and we didn't manage to do it, so certainly there, it's Mubar. What do you have to bring that case for? The more answers, Yitzrich, Salta, Zayachamina, Chakiris Eidim, Ketchilastin. And Makudish Makudish Kegmardin, the Kaddish Belelia, Mini de Havi Adine Mamanus. So the Havi Mina was that maybe the Chakiris Edim, when I'm investigating, examining the Edim, maybe that I can call that Tchilas Din, at the beginning of the Din. And Makudish Makudish is just the Gemardin, it's just like finishing it up. And therefore, maybe I could, yes, say Makudish Makudish, which is only like the Gemar Din, I can do that at night. Because we have a precedent for that by Dini Mamanus. Dini Mamanus, Danin Bayom, Begomrim Balaila. We have such a thing by Dini Mamanus. As long as the main, you know, Din was done during the daytime, you have to done in a day, then I can just finish it up at night. So maybe I would do the same thing over here. Chakira Zaydim is the Tchilas Din, and I'll just finish it up at night and say Makudish Makudish. So even though it's dark, I can still say Makudish. So Hachanami is Makachim Balelia. Kamash Milan, that you can't. You have to say Makudish. Even that has to be done in the daytime. If you didn't manage, it's too late. I ask more of Ema Hachanami. So why don't we say that? It's a good svar, good havamina. You know, why don't we say it's like the Vitkhilas Adin, the examination of the Adim, and Makudish is the Gemara Din, and like Dini Mamas, it should be okay. So the Gemara says, it would be, but we have a Pasuk. Amar Kra, Ki Chok Li Yisrael Hu Mishpat L'Elohei Yaakov. And this pasuk is discussed earlier on Daf Ches, dealing with Kiddush HaChodesh. And we see from this pasuk, Emes Havei Chok, the Gemara says, it says Chok Lisra. When is it called a Chok? Something which is finished and can't be changed. It's finalized. That's Begmardin, right? That's the Chok. And when you say Mekudesh, and Vikakari Le Rachamana Mishpat, and the pasuk calls it Mishpat Lekei Yaakov, that Chok, which is saying Mekudesh, which is the final thing, that is what? That's called a Mishpat. And a Mishpat we know is Ma Mishpat Biyom, Af Hachanami Biyom. We know a Mishpat has to be in the daytime, and therefore the Mekudesh has to also be in the daytime. So you have a special limud from the pasuk that you have to say Mekudesh in the daytime, and therefore you didn't manage to say Kodesh is Me'ubar. Okay, let's catch up on some Rashis here. Lama li lemisne kol Yisrael, harei reu beistin, the beistin sah. Yifars me le milsa, even though it's well known, the biyom shloshim nireh lekadsho, everybody saw it, I might think enough to do anything. Nekreidim lama li, why do I need nekreidim? Everybody saw it. Chakirasan, everybody saw it. It wasn't necessary to invent to, you know, grill the Eidim for. Lamali is my chakira klal. Why do I have to say chakira dal? Kevin dashmein and the key Rahu based in Mechol Yisrael. Afilu hachim abrin lay. When everybody saw it, I make it mubar. Kol shekain nekreidim. So why do I need the case of nekreidim? I might have thought that in the case when you have chakira seidim in the daytime. Maybe I don't have to make it mubar anymore. I'll just finish it up at night. So let's finish it up. Mishpat hainu tachilas din. Kichok hu. He's really out of order. It's two Rashis. Kichok hu is b'kiddush ha-chodesh darshinan lay in perakama. Dafkat. Mishpat b'yom. As we know, mishpat's in the daytime. Nafgalan b'sanhedrin. Mivaya b'yom michilu esbanav. B'yom atam apil nachlos v'chule. Okay, let's go on. Okay, so we said in the Mishnah, Rahu Beisdin, Yamdu Shnai Be'idu Bifneim. So if the Beisdin saw, only the Beisdin, so two of them get up, and they're made in front of the others. I asked the Gemara, why do you have to do this? Vamai, lo teishmiya gedola miriya. I mean, they saw it, so they said, okay, no, we have to hear it from two. What, seeing is better than hearing, because if they saw the new moon, why do they have to hear it from two of them? Two of them have to stay in front of their fellow Dayanim. They saw it. The Gemara answered, "I'm a Rabbi Zira. Kigon shoru balayla. We're talking about that they saw it at night. So the simple shot is that they saw it at night, and had they saw it in the day, mashma, then it would be okay. They saw it in the day, and they say Mekudesh and finish. They don't need this, you know, Adis, you know. But the problem was, and they saw it at night, and we've seen you cannot say Mekudesh at night, so you have to wait until the next day. Once you're waiting until the next day, and you have this hefsek." So then, it's like you have to start from scratch. You can't just say Mekudesh, as Rashi's going to say, like, what is that Mekudesh going on? They just, Mekudesh, it's just out of the blue. So you have to be go on something. There's a go on something, therefore you have to have Adis, and therefore two of them have to stay in front of the others, and in order that there should be, to be able to say Mekudesh. Let's see at Rashi. Seru'u b'layla, Hilkach, l'machar, ilav shmiya, al-maya kachu. Right? You don't have this, you don't hear something, it's just out of the blue saying, Mekudesh, that's no good. That's why you have to have the eighth. Okay, we said in the Mishnah, Ra'u shlosha v'hein beis din yamdu shnayim v'yashibu mechevreim etzel yachid. Okay, we saw the case, there was only the beis din of three, and they're the only ones that saw it, so two of them stand up in front of the one, and then we add another two, etc., and do the same thing. Gemara asked the same question over here. Hachanami neimelotei shmiya gedola meriya. Right, they three saw it, so good. They saw the new moon. They should say Mekudesh and finish. Why didn't need this thing about being made in front of each other? So Gemara says, "V'chi teima hachanami kigun sharu balayla hainuach." And if you want to answer, well, we said because we answered that in the same thing before that maybe we're talking about we saw it and they three people saw it at night and therefore they couldn't say it at Mekudesh at night and therefore the next day they had to do this. We just said it before. The Gemara says, in Achanami, that's why it's so good. We said it already. What's the Chiddush? We know this idea. And if you saw it at night, you have to the next day do have Eidus. So what's the Chiddush? We're answering Seifa Yitzchalei. I need it in Achanami. That's no Chiddush as far as that goes. But I need it for the Hemshech, which says, the Eina Yachid Neman Al Yedei Asmo. We're bringing it for that. that why the fact that the two have to be made against the one, you know, it's, two of them have to get up and have to give edus, that means no chiddush, because if it happened at night, they have to do it the next morning. That's fine, that's that I know. However, that I have to bring another two dayanim and add it to that one to make it a basin of three, that's the chiddush. Why is that a chiddush? Because al kadai dechamina hoyel v'sanya, since I learned a brisa that dinei mamonos bishlosha, v'im hayamum chalarabim, then dan afilu biyachid, so hachanami nikadshe biyachidi, chamash malan. That I might say again, compared to dinei mamonos. In dinei mamonos, also you need three dayanim. However, if you have one that is an expert, he's a mumcha l'rabim, so then that's enough. He could done a dinei mamonos by himself. So I might say, maybe you can say the same thing over here. Let there's three, two get up, made against the one, and he's like the mumcha l'rabim, that one, and good, so it's enough one. Kamash malan, no, you need three, and one's not enough. I asked him more similar like we saw before. We mentioned the comparison to dinei mamonos. Ve'imahachanami. Why don't we say that? It's a good svara. Why can't we say that we should be made against the one like we do by dinei mamonos? Our answer is because we see that you can't do that from the Torah. Ein lecha mumcha l'rabim b'Yisrael yoser mi Moshe Rabbeinu. There's no greater mumcha l'rabim than Moshe Rabbeinu. Yet, what do we see? Ve'kamar le'akadosh baruch hu, he said to Moshe when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, Adi'ika Aaron badach. He says, you have to have Aaron, d'chsiv. Vayomar Hashem l'Moshe ve'el Aharon ve'eretz Mitzrayim le'mor HaChodesh hazeh lechem. That, and even though it's the two, but there's an ain based in shakol. You can't have a basin of two, so there's mustama one other person there. Make it up and make it three. And we see that even though what do you need? What did it need? Aaron and somebody else. And Moshe Rabbeinu, mimum chal rabbi. So we see for whatever reason comes to Kiddush HaKodesh, Kosh Baruch Hu wants there to be minimum of three, and therefore we can't. We have to add the other two dayanim in our case over here. Good. Next. We said that if the dayanim, they all saw it, so they have to have the edus. If it was at night, you know, so fine. So two of them get up, we saw, and say in front of the other dayanim, and they say makudish, fine. But ask the Gemara lememra, what do we see from here? The eid naaseh dayan lema masnisin to lokar Rabbi Akiva. So it comes out, we see from here a klal that an aid can become a dayan. Because all the whole Beis Din saw it. They're all like Adim to the Numus. Okay? And they are also the Dayanim. Two will get up and be made, and all the rest are remain the Dayanim. So we see an aid, somebody who witnessed something, could act as a Dayan. And this is Lechur, not like Rabbi Akiva. Why? The Sanya, Sanhedrin Sharu Echad Sharagas Nefesh. Let's say the Sanhedrin, they were the one that saw Reuven kill Shimon with Adim, Adis, and Asrab, Amazid, regular. So what do you do? So miksasam of the Sanhedrin, another two of them, nasu edim, similar like we saw by us, right? Two of them become the official edim, umiksasan nasu dayanim, and some of them, the rest of them become the dayanim, divrei Rabbi Tarfon, and which is like our Mishnah, same idea, right? Two of them become the edim, and they're made in front of the rest, right? So they ask here also, why don't we say same thing like we saw before, that Gedolim Yiriyah Mishmi, right? That there's no, if you saw it, why do you have to need Adis for? I mean, why do you have to say it in front of Lechura? They saw it. So some say, was talking, you could say the same thing like before, we're talking about at night. Rashi, I guess we missed the Rashi down here. Lememer de'ed naseh dayan, misha roi liot eid v'davar naseh dayan. We saw somebody who saw something, he can act as a dayan. They're all roi liyaseidim in this case. They all saw the new moon. Okay, so Rashi says, next Rashi, top of Kafav Amud Aleph, miktasam nasa eidim, v'yeidu bifnei chavireyim. So they say, some say to Rashi before this question that we asked, Lekura, what we asked said before, that lo tehei shmiya gadola miriya. So Rashi is coming to answer this. He says, the gabe dina nefashas eidus bayina. There's a concept that you have to have edus by dinei nefashos. So even though that, hey, they saw it themselves, why do you need edim for? Like they themselves saw it. So they said, no, there's a special law that you have to have edim, and therefore two edim, the two of them become edim, and they're just, you can't just have dayanim, you have to have official edim. Some say Rashi is answering that. Okay, so very good. So that's Rabbi Tarfon. But here come, we're saying our Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva says you can't do that. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, kulam nase edim ve'ein eid nase dayan. They all became edim, right? They all saw Reuben kill Shimon. Since they were all edis to it, they can't ein eid nase dayan. They're not allowed to be dayan. And you have to the whole new Sanhedrin of 23 that done this case, because these are all, they're all possible for to be a dayan, because they're all edim. Anyway, so we see that the Chora, our Mishnah, which said that they all saw the new moon, two of them can be made against the rest, even though they all saw the new moon, it's okay, that's like Rabbi Tarfa, not like Rabbi Akiva. The Mor Zochen says, no, afilu teima Rabbi Akiva. Ad kan lo kama Rabbi Akiva hasam ela bedine nefashas. Ba de rachamana marva shaftu haida vitzilu haida. Ve keva nechazio la de katol nafsha lo matzu chazu leizchusa. Aval hacha afilu Rabbi Akiva moda. So you could say no. That maybe Dafka over there, Rabbi Akiva says you can't. They don't know the Adim, the Dayanim can't be the Adim because they can't be the Dayanim because they saw it. Because it says by Dine Nefashas, Bishaftu Aid of Itzilu Aidis. We learn from here that the mitzvah of the Dayanim that they have to do whatever they can to try to find a schus for the guy for the accused when it's accused of murder or whatever. You have to investigate and try to find whatever they can, wherever they can, a schus. But we learn it from the pasuk, and therefore maybe here, how is it possible for them to look for a schus when they saw it? They saw Reuben kill Shimon. It's hard for them to look for a schus for Reuben when they saw it with their own eyes. And therefore, could be dafka over there, says Rabbi Akiva, the ein eidna said dayan. Here, if they themselves saw it, since we have a special mitzvah of trying to find a schutz, it's very hard if they saw it. Maybe dafka over there, says Rabbi Akiva, they can't become dayanim. But over here, which is just playing the Kiddush HaChodesh, they don't have a special mitzvah to find a schutz or anything, maybe Rabbi Akiva would be more than here an eid that could become a dayan. Okay, let's finish up the Rashis. Miktasa nase in eidim. Aval ha-me'idim lo yashvu v'yadunu imahem. The roi la'id islay l'rabbi tarfon nase dayan. Aval eid atzmo leislay nase dayan. So Rashi points out another nekuda, and that is that everything we're saying, koni rabbi tarfon, right, that the Beis Din saw it, so they're allowed to two of them get up and be made, that's only fine if they're roi la'id. In other words, they saw something, they can be a dayan. But you can't act as both. You can't do both. As all, you may eat, and then you sit down and you say, okay, and done as well. You can't act as the aid and give the aidus, actually, and then be the dayan. Right? Megabe aidus achodesh, gufa nami, lo achsharana v'masnisin liyosa aidim na'ased dayanim. Even by aidus achodesh, we don't go that far. Right? Deim kein, lama yeshivu mechavrayim, yeidu v'pnei yachid, v'achar kach yeshvu heim imo v'yikachu. Right, because if it would be the case that you can actually be an actual aid and a dayan, so then in Kiddush HaChodesh, and why did when three saw it, three dayanim, why did two of them get up and then one sit there and you need two others to join them? Let the two get up, say we saw the new moon, and then quickly sit down next to the other one and say, okay, Makudesh, Makudesh, you know, why couldn't they, you know, aid not said dayan? We didn't know that far. Aid not said dayan. We don't say you can't be an actual aid and a dayan. It just means that you can, if you saw something and you're a potential aid, that, according to Rabbi Tarfon, that's okay, then you're allowed to be a dayan, but not that you actually be the aid. Kulam aidim heim, ruim la'aid, again, they have the potential to be aidim, v'tzilu aida, yafku b'tzuto, that they have to try to find a schus for the guy, and it's very hard if they actually saw themselves the Reuven kill Shimon.